the hour set by the Constitution and the statute of the State of Wyoming for convening of the 61st Legislature of Wyoming have arrived. I ask the Senator and the Senators-elect to be in order. The colors will be presented by the Cheyenne East High School ROTC. Please stand. Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I invite Reverend Bight to give the invocation.
I'd like to offer two prayers. The one will be a moment of silence to remember those who have recently been hurt or who have been killed in Arizona. And then I will offer a prayer for our local government. So let us begin with a moment of silence. And now a prayer for our local government. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, send down upon those who hold office in this state, especially to this Senate. Send down to them the spirit of wisdom, charity, and justice, that with steadfast purpose they may faithfully serve in their offices to promote the well-being of all people. For it is in your name we pray. Amen.
The doctor of the day is Dr. K. Buchanan from Torrington, and there is no nurse of the day. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Buchanan to the Senate. Majority Floor Leader Ross.
Senator Hines, I move that Diana Williamson be appointed temporary chief clerk of the Senate.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. The chief clerk will call the roll of the Senate.
Barnard? Bebout?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Here.
Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
Dockstader?
Here.
Driscoll?
Here.
Emmerich?
Here.
Esquibel?
Here.
Geist?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Hicks?
Here.
Hines?
Here.
Jennings?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Martin?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Nicholas?
Here.
Nutting?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
Rothfuss?
Here.
Schiffer?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Bonflatron?
Here.
President Anderson?
Here.
30 present.
All of the senators and senator-elect are president. Majority Floor Leader Ross.
Senator Hines, I move that a committee of four on credentials be appointed.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. The following are appointed to serve on the credential committee. Senator Cooper, chairman. Senator Case, Burns, and Martin. Will you please approach the front desk? The Senate will stand at ease, subject to the call of the chair and await the report of the committee on the credentials. Senator Cooper.
Senator Hines, your committee on credentials respectfully reports back that the following named persons shown by the certificate from the Secretary of State are duly elected members of the Senate of the 61st Legislature of the State of Wyoming for a four-year term beginning the first Monday in January, A.D. 2011. Would the reading clerk please read the names of the newly elected senators?
Mm-hmm. Senate District 1, Senator Ogden Driscoll. Senate District 3, Senator Kurt Meyer. Senate District 5, Senator Fred Emmerich. Senate District 7, Senator Leslie Nutting. Senate District 9, Senator Chris Rothfuss. Senate District 11, Senator Larry Hicks. Senate District 13, Senator John Hastert. Senate District 15, Senator Paul Barnard. Senate District 17, Senator Leland Christensen. Senate District 19, Senator R. Ray Peterson. Senate District 21, Senator Bruce Burns. Senate District 23, Senator John Hines. Senate District 25, Senator Cale Case. Senate District 27, Senator Bill Landon. And Senate District 29, Senator Drew Perkins.
Senator Cooper.
Senator Hines, I move the report of the Committee on Credentials be adopted and the committee be discharged.
You have heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. Majority Floor Leader Ross.
Senator Hines, I move a committee of two be appointed to wait upon the Honorable Chief Justice Kite and request her presence in the Senate chamber to administer the oath of office to the newly elected senators.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. Senator Cole and Senator Rufus, will you inform Chief Justice Kite that the Senate is now ready for her to administer the oath of office to the newly elected senator? The Senate will be at ease to subject to the call to await the arrival of the Chief Justice. You may be seated at this time. The newly elected senators, please come forward to be sworn in.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming. That I have not knowingly violated any law. Related to my election. Or caused it to be done by others. And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Congratulations, Larry.
Chief Justice Kaikias, would you please have a seat while we will have the election of the officers. Majority Floor Leader Ross.
Senator Hines, I move that the Senate proceed with the nomination and election of permanent officers.
You have heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. The election of the permanent officers of the Senate will be the next order of the business. Senator Bebout.
Senator Hines, it's an honor for me to nominate for the office of President of the Senate, Senator Jim Anderson of Senate District Number 2.
Minority Floor Leader Hastert.
Senator Hines, I second the nomination of Senator Jim Anderson and move that his election be made unanimous, dispensing with the roll call.
It has been moved and seconded that Senator Jim Anderson be unanimously elected President of the State Senate of the 61st Legislature of Wyoming, and we dispense with the roll call. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. By your vote, Senator Jim Anderson has been elected President of the Senate.
State your name.
I, Jim Anderson.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support, obey, and defend. The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming. That I have not knowingly violated any law. Related to my election. Or caused it to be done by others. And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Okay.
picture.
Oh, okay.
You may say a few words, or else you can have the chair and talk for 2 years. Or both. Or both.
Thank you, Senator Hines. I'll probably get enough of an opportunity to take the bully pulpit, so I'll stay here for a moment. Truly a special day among special friends. Senator Hines, first of all, I want to thank you for your service. I want to thank you for the steady hand that you provided through the 2 years of your leadership, your solid judgment, and I think you've taught me one of the principles that I should learn to adhere to, and that is one that we should all talk less and say more. So with that, thank you so much for your service. I would like to take a moment to introduce my very, very special family and some special friends that are here. The first person that doesn't need any introduction, but I certainly do want to introduce my wife, Pamela. My wife of nearly 45 years. You'll see by the family that I'm going to introduce, you know, we talk a little, we talk a lot in the making of law in regard to desired outcomes. And as I introduce my family, you see a very desirable outcome of that marriage. So I would simply say to her, without you, I would not be here. And with your help, we'll do the best job that we can for you. The only promise I've ever made in any campaign or to any person I would make to you at this moment, and that is simply that we will do the best that we can. I'll go ahead and proceed with the introduction of my other family members. Two very special children. One tall enough that you can see the other. You may have to stretch. I like to tease a lot. I would like to introduce my son Matthew, my daughter Amy. And in saying that, as I move to the other member of the family, that, you know, you dare not brag too much about your family. It would take too long. The thing that makes me proudest of these two people is they, along with their spouses, are wonderful parents. Matt is very well married to Stacy, and I think you've heard her sing from this spot, daughter-in-law Stacy. Children, Beth, the oldest. Brad, somewhere there. Blythe. And little Courtney. Moving to daughter Amy, I would like to say that her husband James, Amy Humphrey by name now, her husband James was not able to come because of work obligations. But I have to tell you, in today's economy, that's not all bad. So I would say to James that we do miss you, but we're very glad, for his willingness and ability to work. Granddaughter Brooke. Well, you can see how pretty she is. And so she's a favorite. Moving on to other family members. Sister-in-law Vicki Horn, of course Pam's sister, and her husband Francis, and up in the balcony, their son Dusty. And I'm going to say that he's playing a French horn because I can't say flugelhorn. But anyway, Dusty, and that's the Horn family. And then another special friend is John David Rogers, and he's cousin to Pam and Vicki and other friends. Finally, I think if I have not missed the family, I would like to introduce a special friend. And in doing this, I would like to say that I also invited as a special friend Grant and Marilyn Larson, and they were not able to come today. We all know that Senator Larson needs no invitation to ever attend this body, but if they would happen to be listening over the internet, I just want to say that that man is probably the finest mentor that anyone ever had. I have so much respect for him. And if ever I can, I told him, you know, I'll never be able to fill your shoes, but I'm going to take your chair. Finally, another very special friend, and that is Sparky Turner. Many of you know Sparky, and Sparky is, of course, represents the Daniels Foundation. Someone thought perhaps that we might be sisters, and I thought that's a pretty good idea. So we kind of adopted that with the idea that, you know, we're kind of like-minded in regard to some of the values that she holds and adheres to, but she does lots of fine work in our state and as well as Colorado with her, with the Daniels Fund. So Sparky, thank you so much for coming, and we're so glad to have you. Thank you all. Members of the Senate, family, friends, citizens of Wyoming, Chief Justice Kite, and our faithful staff members, my warmest greetings and welcome today to the opening of the 61st Wyoming Legislature. This is the first of 37 days upcoming, and I will have to tell you that we will live each of those days with courage, that we will do the things necessary in order to make Wyoming the place that we want it to be. We will have the courage, I think, to do what is right, and we'll have the courage in order to do what is necessary. If you will, I'd like to take just a few moments to address some of the important issues, at least from my view of the session. My remarks will not include all, however, but I would say many of these issues are much like my children. They're all equal, but they're different. And I've always used the illustration of 4 plus 2 equals 6, 3 plus 3, 6, equal, but different. So in my attempt, then, I will try to maybe lay out some of the things that I see as things that we need to attend to, things that are deserving of our attention. I'm a bit of a football coach, and I go back to that those roots quite often. When you recruit or when you build a football team, you build your strength up the middle. Now, I can say that. I was a fullback and a middle linebacker, so there might be a certain bias to that. But in doing so, that's the way I think we should build Wyoming, and we should start in the middle with those core values, those core issues. And those are some of the things that we're going to attend to in this session. The first, and not necessarily the foremost, but one of the most significant issues that we will address will be that of education. There are several components and parts to education, that being recalibration, accountability, and those pieces, and some will come from the other house, some will be here in the beginning, but those, I think, collectively will be the parts that we will be called upon to work with. It's a complex issue in nature, and again, I would say that we would begin in the center, so we will begin at the core. From that core, and it's been mentioned that we should start with reading, writing, and mathematics. Writing has been removed somewhat earlier, and I'm going to ask that we, in that body, if it's not been put on, that we attempt to put writing back into that model. But at any rate, we intend, we being us, we being the members of the Education Committee, the Recalibration Committee, to create a system over time that will satisfy Wyoming, that will engage all parties, the parents, local boards, teachers, administrators, and legislators, and all those parties of interest. I think we will be careful to design the clear statement of outcomes and carefully designed assessments that are both formative and substantive, and those would be intended to fairly and accurately measure the critical elements of the system of education in Wyoming that involves both teaching and learning. We'll have those bills in place. We now, I think, have those bills in place coming out of committee in both houses by which we can do this collaboratively, and I think we can do it constructively and do it in an accountable fashion. And this needs to be done, and it can be done, and it will be done. We have the necessary resources, both professional, technical, educational, and monetary. Our education committee is ready to offer, I think, after a summer of very hard work through the recalibration committee, and that is one of those items that we will finish what we start. Healthcare. I think what we will do in Wyoming is first carefully examine the position, our position, the Wyoming position in relationship to the national policy of health care that concerns so many. We'll be striving for the best possible position to provide citizens in Wyoming with not only affordable, but accessible health care of their choosing. Some things without going in detail, but we're going to look, I think, carefully with the assistance of the Joint Health Labor Committee in regard to community health centers, and I think that's a significant piece. Insurance exchanges, the relationship constitutionally and others that our health care philosophy may have in relationship to the national policy. I won't go into details other than to say that this will be a challenging journey, one which will begin this session and probably will continue later into other terms. But we will do what needs to be done. We should also support Governor Mead and any efforts that he has in order to challenge any constitutionality of the national system along the way. And I think, along with Senator Scott, that our Health Labor Committee stands ready to lead us. I will just collectively mention some of the natural resource and environmental issues. We dare not spend too much time, but one of the first and foremost things, and is a very collective mention of the federal overreach. What we can do, we will do in order to protect Wyoming, its jobs, its economy. We will address such things in whichever manner we can from this venue regarding cap and trade, EPA, perhaps the tailoring rules, greenhouse gases, wolves, and so on. And again, we intend to talk carefully and work carefully with our new Governor Mead so that we can get on the same page, so that we can consolidate our efforts. We will talk carefully with our congressional delegation, our senatorial delegation in Washington in order to maintain our position, I think, in regard to wolves. And I think Wyoming has a preference for the dual classification, and that's been made some mention of that in the courts. Protection of water rights, the list goes on, but we must protect Wyoming's way of life, its water, its jobs, its economy. That will take careful planning, discussion with the industry and others so gravely affected, something more deliberate, I think. We will have to spend time in order to formulate a plan and do that. Joint resolutions seem to be the only opportunity, but it seems that those are just simply not enough. And so we will become more deliberate about that. Minerals, business, and economic development. I think that we will then talk with those committees along with revenue to help have them take a lead in the area of business and economic development. And we will then extend, I think, invitations to talk with industry and others as to how we can incentivize business, but in that whole area, we will then do what we feel needs to be done. Personal property, individual states' rights, and constitutional rights in this whole realm of rights. Again, careful examination. We have to formulate a plan. It will take, I think, time, effort, in order to protect ourselves and our interest in that. Some quick mention in regard to budget. We'll have to be as careful and as prudent as ever in regard to the spending of our resources. We have to watch out for earmarks. I think Washington has had that experience. We'll have to guard our spending. We will have to, I think, to continue to increase those retrievable savings through the budget reserve accounts and others. And we must continue, I think, to save and to invest. We must protect, in my opinion, those streams of flow that go to the Permanent Minimum Trust Fund. And those are those things that belongs to the future, our children, and to the future of Wyoming. I think that we will join in an examination of the health department in regard to some efficiencies and economies that we can accomplish there. We'll leave more of that then to a trusted appropriations committee. But again, I think Wyoming will soon know where we must draw the line. Jobs and economy, data centers, yes. Manufacturing, yes. Responsible wind development, yes. Revisit Tax 2000, yes. Promote vocational education training, yes. Prepare the drilling for drilling and oil production. Impacts, yes. Infrastructure, local, state, yes. Reform on education, yes. University of Wyoming, yes. School of Energy, yes. NCAR, yes. Plan for a future beyond our term. Plan for a future beyond our generation. We will compete for jobs, and I think we need to grow our economy without losing sight of our wildlife, our environment, our way of life. And all the while, I think that we will continue to remind ourselves and remember that there are some things that are not for sale. Finally, and in closing, I could go on, but the list is endless. Our state is priceless. We want to keep our eye on the future, the Constitution at hand, and our hearts in Wyoming. These promises are made to keep. It's been said by a former state official that many of us can remember, Jim Griffith, and he was always quick to say, Wyoming, the place of high altitudes and low multitudes, and I would add to that a bit of an independent attitude. Well, the promises, I guess, have been made to keep, but I hear, and I think we all are here, to ride for the brand. I thank you. God bless you, and I'm looking forward to the journey. Well, thank you again, Senator Hines, and I saw a bit of relief on his face as he handed this to me. Ladies and gentlemen, motions are now in order for the nomination of Vice President. Senator Coe. Mr. Minority Floor Leader, Hastert.
I second the nomination of Senator Phil Nicholas and move that the election of Senator Nicholas be made unanimous, dispensing with the roll call.
It has been moved and seconded that Senator Phil Nicholas be unanimously elected Vice President of the State Senate of the 64th Legislature of Wyoming, and that we dispense with the roll call. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. That motion carried by unanimous vote of the Senate. Senator Nicholas has been elected Vice President of the Senate. Senator Nicholas, if you would please come forward to take the oath of office. Senator Nicholas, if you'd like to say a few words, the mic is yours.
I would. Thank you, Mr. President. I thought if I got nervous up here, is it time to go over the budget?
I think once we can delay that. Well, I thank you, everybody, for this. I'm humbled by this position and the trust you've given me to be your vice president. And, Mr. President, you've given a very ambitious agenda, and I look forward to supporting you to reach all of those objectives and make sure that we have a productive session.
Thank you.
I do look forward to working.
Thank you so much.
Actually, the President and I started this journey 14 years ago together, and as new members in the House. You know, my love of the legislature started when I was 13, when my dad was serving as a House member over on the House side. At that time, the Capitol was a pretty open space. As a 13-year-old, you could go anywhere in the building. We'd spent a lot of time wandering around in the dome. You could go up on the planks and look down through the Tiffany glass and sort of stare and watch people do their business. It's a wonderful building, and it was fun to get to know. It's an institution that I've loved ever since then. My father, as I mentioned, served in the legislature. My uncle Dave was a senator here for 8 years. And as you all know, my younger brother Bob is now a legislator on the House side. For those of you on the Judiciary Committee, you're aware that my sister Lily is the staff of the Judiciary Committee, and it's a great institution. It's a magnificent institution, and I really look forward to working with all of you. I pledge to work hard. I pledge to make sure everybody gets to meet all their goals. And with the minority party, even though you may be smaller, I think it's even more important that we work with you, and I pledge to work with you and make sure that you all have a meaningful part in our institution. And it's true, Mr. President, that all of this would have less meaning if it wasn't for our families and the people that we've come down to it with over the years. And if I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to my family. First, my wife, Karen. And Karen, over the 14 years, we've had to raise a lot of our kids down here, and she was the one that was doing all the work while I was down here having fun. Karen and I have 4 children together. Our oldest son, Joe, is a patrol. I'll get to you. Our oldest son, Joe, is a petroleum engineer or chemical engineer, and he's working over in an oil field in Southwest Wyoming. Couldn't be here. Our next son, Nate, is getting a law degree and an MBA at the University of Wyoming, and couldn't be here. And our daughter, Kim, is completing her residency. And Dr. Anderson, we look forward to the time when our daughter can come here at Freedom instead of have to respond to residency requirements. But she couldn't be here. And then last but not least is our son, John. He's our youngest. He's attending UW in architectural engineering. He grew up in some of these hallways with Cameron Ross over here, and there was a time where about all they'd do is come down and eat all the donuts in the building. We're glad to see him grow up. And last but not least, my parents, Jack and Alice Nicholas, without whom it wouldn't have such meaning. If you'd welcome my family, I'd appreciate it. Well, thank you very much. You know, it's truly a wonderful time for the state of Wyoming. We have great resources. We have wonderful people. We have a beautiful state, and I look forward to all of you and trying to continue to make this a beautiful state. Once again, thank you very much, and thank you, Justice Kite. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Vice President, and you are indeed a friend and a colleague. Chief Justice Kite, thank you for being here today and helping us start this 61st session of this legislature. So if we would all rise, Senator Coe, Senator Rothfuss, please escort the Honorable Chief Justice Kite from the chambers. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to our new majority floor leader, Senator Tony Ross. Senator Ross, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you, Mr. President. I am humbled to serve as your majority floor leader. Thank you to all of you who have shown confidence in me and trusted me with this duty. I take it very seriously and dearly in my heart. There are some people that I do wish to thank. I had the great fortune of serving as vice president under Senator Hines. He took me under his wing. We shared the same office, and you couldn't ask for a better mentor than Senator Hines. To Senator Anderson, he has been amazing in terms of working with not only myself, but Senator Nicholas, as we try to lead the 61st legislature. And I think that we have a good team that will serve the state of Wyoming well. I also really need to thank my family, and they are here today, and I wish to introduce them also. My wife of 28 years will be 29 in January 23rd. Got it right. January 23rd. My wife, Sandy, many of you know her. She's a real trooper. She also helps out in organizing a lot of the events for the spouses, and her and Pam Anderson are going to do a wonderful job in the next 2 years. If you would stand up, Sandy. My eldest is, has already been mentioned, Cameron Ross. Cameron is a senior at Arizona State and will graduate on time. He has a degree in business, and we're hoping he gets a job. But he's it's nice to have him back from Arizona, and he leaves tomorrow. He made a special trip just to be here. With regard to my daughter Keaton, she's a senior at Central High School. She's three-time state all-state golfer and currently starts for Central Basketball, and they are 13-0. But as you can tell, if I get emotional, having a daughter, and those of you that have a daughter, you know what it means. They steal your heart, and she's a special one, and so I'm thankful that she's here today. My wife told me not too long ago, do you know that of all the years that you've been in the legislature, Keaton will have been through K through 12 through that whole tenure. So that, you know, I've missed some stuff, and for that I apologize, but otherwise they have been so supportive of what we are trying to do here. Thank you very much. To my friends on the majority side of the aisle, I would say that you've heard the saying, to him much is given, much is expected. People of Wyoming have trusted us to provide that leadership and to represent them. And we will do that. We will do that for all the people of the state of Wyoming. We will do that for the low and the weak, and we will do that for the strong and the mighty. To my friends on the opposite side of the aisle, I would say to you, as I said to you in your caucus, we need your voice. We will work with you, and I pledge to you as majority floor leader that I will be accessible to all. My office is open to anybody. Please come with anything that you have on your mind. I will strive to ensure that this floor remains open and free to civil discourse. We can agree, we can disagree, but we will not be disagreeable. In this day and age, when you see the vitriol out in the press and you see what's happened in Arizona, it is time to remember what the people of the state of Wyoming have asked us to do, and to do it for everyone. And I pledge to you that I will do that. There are many important issues before us this session, and we will work through them, and we will do it appropriately, we will do it expeditiously, and now, folks, it's time to drop the hammer. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Ross, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I, too, would like to concur with many of the remarks that he has put before you and simply say that how fortunate I feel to have the leadership team that I have to work with. No less important, I would next like to introduce or have to you the Minority Floor Leader, Senator John Hastert. Senator Hastert, we'll ask you to say a few words, and as you make your way up, I would like to simply concur with what has been said by the Majority Floor Leader in regard to our ability to disagree without being disagreeable, and how I would simply say that within the boundaries of these chambers, it's about government, it's not about politics. Go ahead, Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. Governor Meade and all elected officials, Mr. President, members of the Senate, good afternoon, and best wishes from the Democrats on the success of your administration, Governor Meade, and Mr. President, for the session. You have our enormous. I am elated to be addressing you, my colleagues, and the people of Wyoming here today. I wish to extend a special greeting to my family and friends in the gallery or listening in today on the internet. It's very special to have you here in person or in spirit. I hope the new year brings happiness to you all. I'd like to first introduce our Democratic leadership, our Minority Whip, Marty Martin, and our Minority Caucus Chair, Floyd Escobel. I am confident each member of the minority party will serve the legislature and the people of Wyoming with honor. I just wanted to highlight a few of the items the Democrats will work for. There is a multitude of things that we need to do and that we will be doing, and I'm just going to briefly touch on a few things here. Investing in people. We believe investment in the taxpayer dollar should be done wisely. And part of that is investing in the infrastructure of Wyoming. We need to provide the resources to cities and counties to ensure strong, vibrant communities for future generations. By investing in the infrastructure of Wyoming, we can create jobs and put Wyoming back to work. Probably the best investment we can make in people is to invest in education. It enhances the quality of life for students, their families, and our communities. Providing quality educational opportunities for all students opens the door for them to become successful in their personal lives and to benefit our entire society. In our modern world economy, education is what fuels economic development. The investments we make in education today will pay enormous dividends for Wyoming families and our whole state far into the future. Let's have meaningful discussions on topics that can truly make Wyoming's education system a model for our nation. Health care is certain to be a major focal point of this session. Affordable, quality health care with access to doctors for rural Wyoming is vital for everyone. With some measures already in place, we need to find what works best for Wyoming. We also need to focus on domestic violence and sexual assault. We need to raise awareness and strengthen our laws to eradicate these heinous crimes in Wyoming. The members of this body are a group of individuals. We come from different backgrounds and different parts of the state. We bring with us strongly held beliefs, some of which have become the passion of our lives and the reason we run for office in the first place. I would respectfully ask that all members of this body, as the Senate has always had a tradition of, bring our work here with one thing that is desperately lacking in political discourse in other parts of the country, and that's civility. While the events in Arizona on Saturday cannot be blamed on any one group or political party, unfortunately, they cannot be blamed on just one individual. We need to be the example for the world on how elected bodies can conduct their business in an atmosphere of respect, gratitude, and civility. If we want to be leaders, then we need to lead. I would hope we will be respectful of each other, thoughtful and honest in our deliberations, and conduct ourselves in a spirit of common goals for our great state. We will be the better for it. It's very difficult serving in the legislature at times, and we wonder if it's worth the heartache. But I will say here, there have been a few rewards for me, and one very special one that has made it all worthwhile. We, the Senate Democrats, are ready to get started. Look forward to working with you, knowing that together we can make a positive difference for our families and neighbors and friends and for all of Wyoming. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hastert. And now I would like to introduce the Glen Rock High School Band. It's directed by Jeremy Huck. And while the band plays, the Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. So with that, Mr. Huck, are you ready up there?
Yes, we are.
Thank you. Go ahead. You can be at ease. Well,
text that you send along, but only if you know the words to Cowboy Joe.
You have my permission. With the
body's indulgence, I would like Mr. Huck to please come down to the floor of the chamber, please.
Mr. Huck, can you hear me up there? Would you please come down to the floor? Okay. While Mr. Huck is making his way down, I would like to say to the members of the band how really good you sounded, how well you've represented your school, how well you've represented your town, how well you've represented me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Huck. Mr. Huck, this is a certificate of our appreciation. It's from us, the 61st Legislature of the State of Wyoming. We very thankfully present this to the Glen Rock High School Band, and we thank you for your wonderful performance at the opening ceremony of the legislative session. And in finality, I would also like to thank the parents and all those others that brought these young folks safely to us. We would hope that you could make it safely home.
Thank you.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
President.
Yes, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Oh, I'm sorry. It should work. Well, it went on. Yeah. I'm even using the mouse. I don't know. There we go. That should work. Well, it won't stay on.
There it is.
Yeah.
I think it's on.
Yeah.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, you may.
Mr. President, it's my great honor to present you with this gift from the 61st Senate of the State of Wyoming. And with your indulgence, we'd ask you to open it now.
Christmas seems to be coming a lot lately. We were able to have a small Christmas with our children and grandchildren as they made their way from Wisconsin and Texas. And so now we do this again. Well, if it's in fact a pair of track shoes, I may very well need them. Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. The plate says 61st Wyoming State Legislature, 2011-2012. Jim Anderson, Senate President, thank you so much. I will use it with great prudence and use only out of necessity, I would say. Well, and thank you again so much. At this moment, then, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank all the family, family members and guests for attending the opening ceremonies. We will remain at ease to the sound of the new gavel. That will give the senators and guests a few minutes before we come back to order. So go ahead and remain at ease until the sound of the gavel. I think I'll come around.
is.
Senate will come to order. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, are you ready to address the body? You know, this thing does not stay on.
There. It's on now, it looks like.
Yeah.
I'm not used to this desk. Mr. President, I move the following named persons be placed in nomination as employees of the Senate and that they be voted on collectively.
The reading clerk will read the names of the employees and their respective positions.
Diane Williamson, Chief Clerk. Ann Kimsey, Assistant Chief Clerk. Judy Parks, Staff Supervisor. Bernice Girard, Assistant Staff Supervisor. Pat Johnson, Journal Clerk. Dick Loski, Reading Clerk. Russell Rose, Floor Computer Clerk. Sandy Kidd, Leadership Secretary. Ellen Thompson, Minority Secretary. Addie Sabalas, Attorney Secretary. Kathleen Kalasinski, Telephone Hotline Receptionist. Kathy Ellis, Judiciary Secretary. Don Shepard, Appropriations Secretary. Beth Miller, Revenue Secretary. Carlene Daggett, Education Secretary. Connie Foss, Agricultural Secretary. Marshall Ziegelman, Transportation and Travel Secretary. Georgia George, Corporation Secretary. Sherry McDowell, Mineral Secretary. Naomi McGowan, Labor Secretary. Catherine Heaton, Bill Collader. Marjorie Gookin, Clerical Support Staff. Joanne Corneliuson, Messenger. Helen Croissant, Page. Marty Curl, Page. Curry Anderson, Student Page. Reverend Veet, Chaplain. Larry Hootman, Sergeant at Arms. William Cruz, Doorman. Charles Chuck Wing, Doorman. Ron Kosicki, Watchman. And Gene Schaff, Watchman.
You have heard the motion that the persons on the list just read be made the employees of the Senate. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The motion carried. On behalf of the entire Senate, I welcome you as staff members. I hope you find your work here both challenging and rewarding. Motion is carried, if I didn't say that in the confusion. But anyway, on behalf of the Senate, I do welcome you. So.
Wiggles.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the permanent Senate and joint rules of the 60th Legislature be adopted as the temporary rules of the Senate of the 61st Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
You have heard the motion. A simple majority vote is required for the adoption of the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion has carried. The standing committee have been made. The first person named will be the chairman of that committee. The reading clerk will read the committee memberships.
Judiciary, Senator Drew Perkins, chairman. Senator Bruce Burns, Leland. Can you hear this? Okay. Judiciary, Senator Drew Perkins, Chairman, Senator Bruce Burns, Leland Christensen, Larry Hicks, and Floyd Escobel. Appropriation, Senator Phil Nicholas, Chairman, Senators Kurt Meyer, R. Ray Peterson, Michael Von Flatern, and John Hastert. Revenue, Senator John Hines, Chairman, Senators Paul Barnard, Cale Case, Fred Emmerich, and Drew Perkins. Education, Senator Hank Coe, Chairman, Senators Paul Barnard, Kip Jennings, Bill Landon, Chris Rothfuss. Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, Senator Gerald Geis, Chairman, Senators Eli Bebout, Ogden Driscoll, Fred Emmerich, and Larry Hicks. Travel, Recreation, Wildlife and Cultural Resources, Senator Bruce Burns, Chairman, Senators Leland Christensen, Dan Dockstader, Ogden Driscoll, and Floyd Escobel. Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivision, Senator Cale Case, Chairman, Senators John Hines, Wayne Johnson, Charles Scott, Marty Martin. Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, Senator John Schiffer, Chairman, Senator Stan Cooper, Wayne Johnson, Bill Landon, and Leslie Nutting. Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, Senator Eli Bebout, Chairman, Senators Hank Coe, Stan Cooper, Kit Jennings, and Chris Rothfuss. Labor, Health, and Social Services, Senator Charles K. Scott, Chairman, Senators Dan Dockstader, Leslie Nutting, John Schiffer, and Mary Martin. Marty Martin. Journal, Senators Leslie Nutting and Chris Rothfuss, Rules and Procedures, President Jim Anderson, Chairman, Senators Tony Ross, Phil Nicholas, John Hastert, and Marty Martin.
If there is no objection, the standing committees you have just heard will stand as read and be your committees for the Senate 61st Legislature of Wyoming. Hearing no objection. Majority Floor Leader Ross.
Mr. President, I move that the House of Representatives be informed that the Senate of the 61st Legislature of Wyoming is duly organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Motion carried. I am directing the Chief Clerk to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate of the 61st Legislature of Wyoming is duly organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit. Majority Floor Leader Ross.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate inform His Excellency, the Governor, that the Senate of the 61st Legislature of the State of Wyoming is duly organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to submit.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion's carried. I am directing the Chief Clerk to inform His Excellency, the Governor, that the Senate of the 61st Legislature is duly organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to submit. Mr. Majority Floor Leader Ross.
Mr. President, I move that arrangements be made with the House of Representatives to hear the Governor's message tomorrow.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. I will meet with the Speaker of the House of Representatives to make arrangements for the joint address by the Governor. Are there any messages from the House? Being none, we are now at the order of business is introduction and reading and reference of bills.
We're dropping the hammer.
Will the reading clerk please read Senate file 001-1.
Senate file number 1, CHINS, Administrative Change of Placement, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senate file 001 has been assigned to committee number 1. I'm sorry. Senate File 11 has been assigned to Committee Number 1, Appropriations. Judiciary. Here, we'll get going here in a second. All right. The next bill to be read by the reading clerk is Senate File 15.
Senate File 15, Court Jurisdiction, an act relating to court jurisdiction, submitted by the Joint Judiciary Committee.
Senate File 15 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 17, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 17, Probation and Parole Amendment, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senate File 17 is referred to Committee Number 17.
No.
Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Here we go. Senate File 22.
Senate File 22, Wind Energy Property Rights, an act relating to property, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senate File 22 has been referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 35, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 35, Law Enforcement Academy Director Duties, an act relating to the Wyoming Law Enforcement Academy, sponsored by Senator Anderson.
Senate File 35 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 60, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 60, DUI, Mandatory Hold Upon Arrest, an act relating to driving under the influence, sponsored by Senator Landon.
Senate File 60 has been referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 69, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 69, Revisor's Bill, an act relating to revision of inadvertent errors, sponsored by the Management Council.
Senate File 69 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. First reading of the bill, Senate File 2.
Senate Joint Resolution 2, Healthcare Freedom, a joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution by creating a new section specifying that no federal, state, or law shall compel participation in any healthcare system by any person, employer, or healthcare provider, sponsored by Senator Nutting.
Senate Joint Resolution 2 has been assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate Joint Resolution 3, first reading of the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 3, Healthcare Freedom 2, a joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution, sponsored by Senator Scott.
Senate Joint Resolution 3 has been assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 2, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 2, State Treasurer's Reports, an act relating to administration of government, sponsored by the Capital Financing Committee.
Senate File 2 has been assigned to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 48, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 48, Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust Account Board, and act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust Account Board, sponsored by the Wildlife and Natural Resource Committee.
Senate File 48 has been referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 91, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 91, Wildlife Livestock Disease Research Partnership Funding, and act relating to the Wildlife Livestock Disease Research Partnership, providing an appropriation, sponsored by Senator Hicks.
Senate File 91 has been referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriation. Senate File 21, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 21, Property Tax Exemption for Nonprofit Museums, an act relating to taxation and revenue, sponsored by Senator Geis.
Senate File 21 has been referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 40, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 40, Remote Electronic Terminals Fee, an act relating to banks and banking, sponsored by Senator Burns.
Senate File 40 has been referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 16, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 16, School Facilities, Adequate Assessment, and Act Relating to School Facilities, sponsored by the School Facilities Committee.
Senate File 16 has been referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 36,
First reading of the bill.
Senate File 36, Seclusion and Restraint in Schools, an act relating to public schools, sponsored by Senator Case.
Senate File 36 has been referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 38, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 38, School Athletics Safety, an act relating to education, sponsored by Senator Landon.
Senate File 38 has been referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 52, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 52, Teacher Tenure, an act relating to education, sponsored by Senator Cole.
Senate File 52 has been referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File Number 5, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 5, State Lands Improvements, an act relating to state lands, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senate File 5 has been referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 6, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 6, Animal Damage Management Board Reports, an act relating to agriculture and animals, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senate File 6 has been assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File Number 7, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 7, State Fair, an act relating to the State Fair, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senate File 7 has been assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 9, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 9, Economic Analysis, an act relating to economic analysis, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senate File 9 has been referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 10, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 10, Protection of Livestock Animals, an act relating to animals, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senate File 10 has been assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 46, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 46, Stock Water Permits, an act relating to underground water, sponsored by Senator Geis.
Senate File 46 has been assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 55, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 55, Subdivision, Perimeter Partition Fencing, an act relating to subdivision, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senate File 55 has been assigned to Committee 5, Agriculture. Senate File 64, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 64, Wyoming Livestock Identification and Traceability Program, an act relating to livestock, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senate File 64 has been assigned to Committee 5, Agriculture. Senate File 65, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 65, Animal Remedies, an act relating to livestock, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senate File 65 has been assigned to Committee 5, Agriculture. Senate File 66, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 66, Wyoming Pet Animal Program, an act relating to pet animals, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senate File 66 has been assigned to Committee 5, Agriculture. Senate File 80, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 80, Game and Fish Complementary Licenses, an act relating to game and fish, sponsored by Senator Hicks.
Senate File 80 has been assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Should be. Let me have that. Just hold on. That will re-refer it. Yeah, the correction to Senate File 80, the most appropriate assignment to that is Committee 6, TRW.
Senate File 81, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 81, Omnibus Water Bill Construction and Act Relating to Water Development Project, sponsored by the Water Committee.
Senate File 81 has been assigned to Senate Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Just a second. Senate File 83, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 83, Game and Fish Residence Preference Points, an act relating to game and fish, sponsored by Senator Hicks.
Senate File 83 has been assigned to Committee 6, TRW. Senate File 27, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 27, Paramutual Commission Amendments, an act relating to the Paramutual Commission, sponsored by the Travel Committee.
Senate File 27 has been assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 28, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 28, State Parks Volunteers, and Act Relating to Workers' Compensation, sponsored by the Travel Committee.
Senate File 28 has been assigned to Committee Number 6, TRW. Senate File 31, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 31, Off-Road Vehicle Definition, and Act Relating to Motor Vehicles, sponsored by the Travel Committee.
Senate File 31 has been assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 32, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 32, State Park Trails, and Act Relating to Off-Road Vehicle Trails, sponsored by the Travel Committee.
Senate File 32 has been assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 33, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 33, State Parks, Acquisition of Lands, and Act Relating to State Parks and Cultural Resources, sponsored by the Travel Committee.
Senate File 33 has been referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 34, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 34, Gambling Definitions, and Act Relating to Gambling, sponsored by the Travel Committee.
Senate File 34 has been assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 39.
Senate File 39, Aquatic Invasive Species Reciprocity, an act relating to game and fish, sponsored by the Travel Committee.
Senate File 39 has been assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 41, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 41, Film Industry Financial Incentives Program, an act relating to travel and tourism, sponsored by the Travel Committee.
Senate File 41 has been assigned to Committee 6, Travel. Senate File 63, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 63, Game and Fish, Donation of Hunting Licenses, and Act Relating to Game and Fish, sponsored by Senator Case.
Senate File 63 has been assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, first reading of the resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution 1, Right to Hunt, Fish and Trap, a joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution by recognizing and preserving the heritage of Wyoming citizens' opportunity to harvest wild birds, fish, and game, sponsored by Senator Hicks.
Senate Joint Resolution 1 has been assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 3, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 3, Campaign Finance Organizations, and Act Relating to Campaign Finance, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senate File 3 has been assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 4, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 4, Elections, Military, and Overseas Voters, and Act Relating to Elections, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senate File 4 has been referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 8, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 8, Election Dates for Special Districts and Bond Elections, and Act Relating to Elections, sponsored by Senator Geis.
Senate File 8 has been referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 14, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 14, Counties, Election Districts, and Act Relating to County Commissions, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senate File 14 has been assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 20, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 20, Election Code Revisions, and Act Relating to Elections, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senate File 20 has been assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 23, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 23, Mail Ballot Elections, an Act Relating to Elections, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senate File 23 has been assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 44, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 44, Government Competition, and Act Relating to Administration of Government, sponsored by Senator Case.
Senate File 44 has been referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 45, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 45, Professional Services Procurement, and Act Relating to Professional Services Procurement, sponsored by Senator Case.
Senate File 45 has been referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 77, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 77, County Officers' Removal from Office, an Act Relating to County Officers, sponsored by Senator Geis.
Senate File 77 has been assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 18, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 18, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Act Compliance, and Act Relating to Commercial Driving, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senate File 18 has been referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 19, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 19, State Park Roads Funding, an Act Relating to State Park Roads, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senate File 19 has been referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 26.
Senate File 26, County Roads, Speed Limits and Local Authority to Alter, an Act Relating to Speed Limits, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senate File 26 has been assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 42, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 42, Choice License Plates for Disabled Veterans, and Act Relating to Motor Vehicle License Plates, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senate File 42 has been referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 43, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 43, Title 19, Veterans Commission Duties, an Act Relating to Military Affairs, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senate File 43 has been referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 51, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 51, Safety Belt Violations, an Act Relating to Motor Vehicles, sponsored by Senator Scott.
Senate File 51 has been referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 24, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 24, State Investments, an Act Relating to State Investments, sponsored by Senator Martin.
Senate File 24 has been assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate
File 73, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 73, Municipal Solid Waste Landfills, an act relating to environmental quality, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
Senate File 73 has been assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 74, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 74, Wyoming Market Research Center, an act relating to economic development, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
Senate File 74 has been assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 75, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 75, Workforce Housing Infrastructure Funds Reversion, an act relating to economic development, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
Senate File 75 has been assigned to Committee 9, Minerals. Senate File 76, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 76, Voluntary Environmental Audit Report, an act relating to environmental quality, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
Senate File 76 has been assigned to Committee 9, Minerals. Senate File 82, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 82, Easements for Pipelines, an act relating to easements, sponsored by Senator Cooper.
Senate File 82 has been assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 87, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 87, Oil and Gas Operations Surety Bond, an act relating to oil and gas, sponsored by Senator Schiffer.
Senate File 87 has been assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate Joint Resolution Number 6.
Senate Joint Resolution 6, Resolution Environmental Protection Agency Regulations, a joint resolution requesting Congress to limit air quality regulation by the United States Environmental Protection Agency, sponsored by Senator Bebop.
Senate Joint Resolution 6 has been assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 25, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 25, Long-Term Services and Support, an act relating to Wyoming Long-Term Care Choices Act, sponsored by Senator Martin.
Senate File 25 has been assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 29, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 29, Developmental Disability Services, an act relating to the Medicaid program, sponsored by the Developmental Intellectual Programs Committee.
Senate File 29 has been assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 37, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 37, Health Insurance Definitions, an act relating to insurance, sponsored by Senator Emmerich.
Senate File 37 has been assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 50, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 50, Medicaid Options Study, an act relating to the administration of government, sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Senate File 50 has been assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 61, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 61, Co-Employee Immunity, an act relating to workers' compensation, sponsored by Senator Bebop.
Senate File 61 has been assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor. As we are about to clear the desk, are there any messages from the House?
I don't have them.
The reading clerk will please read the message from the House.
From the House of Representatives, message number one, January 11, 2011. Mr. President, the House of Representatives of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature General Session has been called to order by Speaker Ed Buchanan and is ready to receive any communications that you may desire to submit. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 2, January 11, 2011. Mr. President, this is to inform you that the House of Representatives, 61st Wyoming State Legislature, has elected its permanent officers as follows. Representative Ed Buchanan, Speaker. Representative Keith Gingrich, Speaker pro tem. Representative Tom Lubnow, the second majority floor leader, and Representative Patrick Gongles, minority floor leader, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 3, January 11, 2011, Mr. President, this is to inform you that the House has adopted the permanent and joint rules of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature Budget and General Session as the temporary rules of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature General Session. Patricia Benskin, Chairman. From the House of Representatives, message number 4, January the 11th, 2010. Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following standing committees for the 2009 General Session of the 60th Legislature. What it said. And I'm going to dispense with the reading. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Okay. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 2 p.m. Wednesday, January 12th, 2011.
Are there any announcements? Senator Geis.
President, your committee number 5. And everybody's welcome. We're going to meet up here in room 302 at 4:30 to hear the U.S. Forest Service tell us about all the pine beetles and how they're going to take care of the U.S. Forest. You're all welcome to come, and you'll be able to ask questions if you like, and we'll go from there.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, your committee number 10 on Labor, Health, and Social Services. We'll meet in the normal committee room at 8:15 a.m. tomorrow morning. Note the different time, 8:15. We'll deal with Senate File 61, co-employee immunity, which was just read in and assigned to the committee, so we'll deal with that. And then, if time permits, we'll have a brief preliminary discussion of our strategies in dealing with the national health reform and the Medicaid issues, if time permits.
Senator Coe?
Hey, Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in S-11 to hear Senate File 16, School Facilities Adequacy Assessment, Senate File 38, School Athletic Safety, and Senate File 36, Seclusion and Restraint in Schools.
Senator Nicholas?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a message, but if I may first have the privilege of the floor for a moment.
You may.
Mr. President and folks, I apologize earlier. You all know that I was sitting back here reading the script, and I voted no on our staff inadvertently, and now my staff is on protest and not doing any work. Now, I know what you're thinking. That is that I deserve it, and I apologize to them. Problem is that these are your bills. So I hope that I apologize for doing that. And, Mr. President, let me tell you, explain everybody, with respect to what the JAC is going to do, the JAC, the Joint Appropriations Committee, is the one committee that can serve as a joint committee during the session. All other interim committees that are joint committees disband and you operate independently. So the Joint Appropriations Committee will be meeting to take testimony on the budget. Separately, the Senate Appropriations will be meeting to consider bills that have been filed and assigned to the committee. Two distinct and different roles. When we serve as the Joint Appropriations Committee, we'll be on the second floor in the Joint Appropriations Committee room. When we serve as the Senate Appropriations Committee, your committee, and are hearing bills, we'll be up on the third floor, actually, in the what is the Senate Appropriations Committee room. So we have two separate functions. They'll be doing two separate things. Now, with respect to the Joint Appropriations Committee, It has been the practice of the committee and will continue to be the case that we take testimony only from those agencies whose have appropriations or supplemental budget requests that have been approved by the governor and now our newest governor. So if an agency has a supplemental budget, we take testimony from the agency in the Joint Appropriations Committee process. When we're taking, we're undertaking the bill process, we do not take public testimony. We only take testimony from the agencies themselves. Now, if the committee determines that there are agencies that we want to hear from, that we think they ought to have an appropriation, or we're concerned about their appropriation, or how they're expending their appropriations, the JAC, of course, is free to call back or call in other agencies. If any of you have concerns that an agency may not be following their budget, then let us know. We can bring the agency in and ask them about what they're doing with respect to their budget, but that would not be typically the process. The JAC process goes on for 2 weeks. At the end of the day, the committee will meet to go through a process that we call markup. We'll be marking up the budget, and we mark up and turn what is the governor's recommendation into a joint appropriations bill, and then the joint appropriations bill will be come to this body for considerations. It'll be a mirror bill, one filed in the House and one filed in the Senate. With that in mind, Mr. President, the announcements begin. The JAC will begin working today. The JAC will take testimony today from the Agency 101, which is the Supreme Court and the District Courts. We will do that at 3 p.m. beginning in the JAC room. Tomorrow, the JAC will begin on Wednesday at 3 p.m. to take testimony from the School Facilities Commission, and that will also have some of the reorganization issue, their budgeting issue, and that reorganization public hearing will be held. And I should explain, that is a public meeting because one of the things that we were required to do is take public testimony on the reorganization bill. Mr. President, that was a bill that you were affiliated with. That public testimony will occur tomorrow at 3 p.m., and it'll happen over in the Herschler Building in room B63. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Are there any other announcements? Yes, Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, your Transportation Committee will meet Wednesday, January 12th, 10 minutes after adjournment in room S14 to take up Senate File 18, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Act Compliance, Senate File 26, County Roads, Speed Limits, and Local Authority to Alter, and Senate File 42, Choice License Plates for Disabled Veterans.
Other announcements? Senator Perkins.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 1 Judiciary will meet Wednesday, January the 12th, which is tomorrow at 8 a.m. in room S1, the Senate Judiciary Room, where we'll take up Bill Senate File 11, which is CHINS, Administrative Change of Placement, and Senate File 35, Law Enforcement Academy Director Duties. There was another bill we had listed on our tentatively, and that has not been read in, so we'll just do those two bills, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. Other announcements, Senator Bebout?
Mr. President, your Committee Number 9, Minerals, will meet tomorrow at 15 minutes after the joint session adjourns up here in S18 to consider the following bills: Senate File 75, Workforce Housing Infrastructure Funds Revision, Senate File 74, Wyoming Market Research Center, and Senate File 76, Voluntary Environmental Audit Report.
Thank you. Others? Other announcements? Seeing none, senators, please be in your seats in the House chambers at 9:45 a.m. tomorrow for the joint session, which will begin at 10 a.m. tomorrow. You've heard the motion by the majority floor leader. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The Senate is adjourned until 2 p.m. tomorrow. Two o'clock.